This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how the meek shall inherit the earth. I have read Jesus' Sermon on the Mount several times before and always thought I generally understood the meaning of the word meek. In fact, if I were to play a word game with myself, I would associate the word meek with being weak or passive or even submissive. However, as I was reading from a study Bible, I learned a deeper meaning of the word meek, and it reads, "The meek are seen as gentle. They do not assert themselves over others in order to advance their own agendas and in their own strength." Now, here's the key. They will inherit the earth because they trust in God to direct the outcome of events. Now, when I turn to the scriptures and attempt to put a face to the word meek, I think about Daniel. Daniel was an administrator in the king's court and had recently been promoted. There were those who were jealous of Daniel's success and plotted to have him removed. Now, they knew Daniel prayed to God daily, so they convinced the king to enforce a decree that said no one was to petition any god or man for the next 30 days. Now, Daniel did not make a public outcry about this decree. Instead, he continued to worship God daily and trusted that God would direct the outcome of events. Now, as we know, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den for his actions, yet he came out unharmed as God sealed the lion's mouth shut. Is there an opportunity for you to demonstrate meekness in your life? If so, consider these words. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. Psalm 28:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, embrace meekness.